Rashad Radio.
You get it, then? All right, y'all. I'm having a fucking... trying to get my damn cat. Mercury. I can't believe this shit. I know what I'll do. Gotta just outthink the cat, right? In one stereo lot from now. Let me get some treats out. Give it to the other cat. I can hurry up and get the fuck out of here. This is ridiculous. Where are the damn treats at? Where are y'all's treats at? Here they go. Saturn, you want a treat? People in here, what's going on with the committee? HFF, Junebug, that Tammy, Chop Master, running a little bit behind, but not that much. I better grab my motherfucking headphones and go. Shit. How the hell are y'all doing? How was y'all weekend?
I had a good weekend. I actually had a really good weekend.
Back up. Oh, you're in trouble. Badass cats. I'll explain to y'all what's going on with these cats once I get the fuck up on out of here. Alright, deodorant. Check. Wallet. Chapstick. Brush. Got it all, y'all. You hear my cat talking? He's like, he's fucking mad. So... Monday morning, don't you do it. Nope, don't you do it. You do it. I'm trying to do it so bad, too. You don't see? And you made me leave my light on. Fucking cat, man. I got disgruntled cats, okay? My animals, they're not as happy with me as they could be. But you're gonna have to deal with it. The alternative is live somewhere else where nobody cares. Back up. Nope, back up. Back up, Mercury. You're being so stubborn, too. Y'all not going over there. Alright, so for y'all wondering, like, what the hell I'm talking about, even if you're not wondering, I'm about to tell y'all. We have our apartment cut in half with this, like, you know, fence. Well, you hear him, he's mad about it, too. But I can't care. I can't give in. We've been a lot better ever since we did this. When I say we, talk about me and my baby, my lovely lady, Fatima G, the Virgo Queen. Got my headphones right here. Y'all gotta explain to me your team spirit teams too, because I know Tammy's Eagles, but I don't understand what's going on with Miss Smitty and Sister Crystal. All right, so I got the breakfast cookies. Boom, check. Got the keys, check. You heard my cat, y'all. Mercury, Saturn, Maddie, y'all be cool, man. I gotta go, man. It's time to do the day. It's time to do the do. We'll be back later to play with y'all. Yes, I will. Bye, man. That was a sad sounding meow, right? Did y'all hear that shit? And he was like, no.
No.
Drives me nuts. Y'all wouldn't even understand, man. Like, I literally look it up. Like, things to fix this. Because he's essentially doing something meowing. It's not meowing. He's upset. So, like, I parked my car on a different side of the parking lot. So my server's going to disconnect at a different spot. But we're going to run it anyway. Make sure I got the right date. Today is Monday, the 24th of October, 2022. We're in Scorpio season. I really could have just put Scorpio season on the damn title. But I was so damn discombobulated with this cat. I ain't do that shit. I might do that shit. And I'll wait till tomorrow. Who knows? Alright. We about to get rocking and rolling. About to get up in the whip that's not stolen. Alright. I hear the audio coming in and out. Alright, can y'all hear me? Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. I don't think y'all can hear me that well if my mouth isn't moving. We'll play a message, though. Let's get it.
What up, what up? Junebug in the house. ¿Qué pasa, calabaza? ¿Cómo están todos allá? Yeah, we lost against your freaking team, man. So,
yeah.
I'm a little upset, but you know what? Rashad, I'll get over it. No biggie. I hope you guys don't let the Cowboys get past y'all in the playoffs. Peace. I'll be back. I got something else to say later.
Wait, that's a little bit much. Just because we beat y'all don't mean we going to the playoffs. And yeah, it was a victorious Sunday for me. I love those. Somebody's texting me. Oh, it's Bill Keese. All right, that's the best. Shout out Bill Keese in the building. She said she can hear me loud and clear. Bill Keese can hear me loud and clear. She can hear me loud and clear. Shout out to DC in the house. That's my sister from another mister. Shout out to all y'all in here. I'm going to do a room check in a second. I ain't even shared this, Joe, man. I'm just whipping the whip. The Washington Commanders were victorious against the Green Bay Packers, and I kind of felt it too. I knew it ahead of time. I ain't gonna lie. I was on my Nostradamus shit, my motherfucking Scorpio science shit. You know, Scorpios have a bit of like psychic abilities that people don't want to talk about, but I could talk about it. I'm on my Scorpio shit hard. What happened over the weekend? I had a great interview with the Queen Donatella. I see her in the building. Shout out to you, DMZ. That joint was one for the books. And these stereo streets, I don't know if y'all are noticing it, right? But we've always been kind of laying it down on here. Certain people, content creators, people that want to have fun. Like, we've definitely made this our little digital playground, hangout spot, nightclub, day club, coffee, whatever the fuck you want to call it. And we doing well with it. You know what I mean? Not just because she did an interview with me, but just because, like, the amount of content and the direction and, like, the reputations and everything is starting to, like, really speak for itself, right? Like, I don't know, man. Let's hope one more time that this app never just gets blown up and you're always accessible to your content, but I have so many damn shows. And some of y'all got so many damn shows too. It's a pain to maybe go through that shit, comb through that shit, and save the stuff that is like, damn. But you might wanna when you got time. I didn't have time this weekend. I was busy. We gonna get to the weekend recap. Man,
I beat people's asses in fantasy football. My Washington football team beat the damn Packers. The Giants won, so my baby's happy. Like, football, the football gods have been very kind, in my opinion. And, like, for y'all that don't know, there's gods of all kinds of stuff, man. There's hip-hop gods, podcast gods, football gods, poker gods. Football gods are being real kind, man. Lots of good football going on. New emerging talents. Nail-biting last-second victories and shit. Talk to me, though, man. I know not all y'all watching football. Some of y'all did some other things. It's not all about what I did this weekend. But I do have some, like down-home, good old-fashioned neighborhood shit to tell y'all. So stick around. I'll get into that. Let's first hear from y'all, though. Positive
what's going
person.
On? Just sending some positive vibes like I always do. Hope you're doing well. Just coming in, showing some love, saying what's up. Hope you have a good rest of your show. Peace.
That's very positive of you, positive person. I appreciate that for real, though.
What up? Good morning, Rashad. Hello, team room. I had a great weekend, y'all. I'm a little stuffy today, but I had a great weekend. Okay. Yesterday was the Bengals game. We fucking won.
Killed it.
Hell yeah. At our own stadium. I fucking love getting together, like, with my family and watching the Bengals game. It's like me and my stepdad, it's his team, and we, like, him and I just, like, stay glued to that television, and then, like, my mom and my man are just, like, chatting away about whatever the fuck else. But it was a good day. Man made chicken wings on the grill.
Oof.
We had a bunch of, like, you know, cheese, crackers, dips, chips. It was a good old day.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. And the weather's been kind, too, right? I don't know if this is climate change, global warming, some shit that we should be like, oh, God, the end is near, but let's enjoy it while we're here type shit. But it's definitely warmer than normal. I'm stepping out the house today with just my white tee and my hoodie on top of it. It's 365 on the corner for regular gas. I'm very happy to see all of y'all at last. And you know that I didn't pass up an opportunity to rhyme with your boy Slime. I mean Paco one time, but we're gonna do it another day, maybe on the hip hop. I mean the House of Hip Hop. That's what I was thinking about doing. House of Hip Hop. Let me get this idea out before I get to these messages. Y'all know the Good Morning Stereo Lots of Maryland, which y'all can count on. Sometimes House of Hip Hop, we miss it. I added Lord Shamik, who's not here right now, to the roster of House of Hip Hop. And that's because I was hoping that, you know, by for any reason, Super High Man, I see you, man. Leave me that message, though, bro. Just leave me that message, bro. I was hoping that for any reason, like, if someone couldn't make the show, then, you know, it would be two people and they would do it. But more than likely, you just ain't gonna do it, because that's what happened. Sometimes House of Hip Hop just don't happen, but it is the main ingredient, man. Like, y'all might say this is the main ingredient, but House of Hip Hop, man, I don't know. That is the main ingredient for us. We should build on that and make it better. But my idea that I wanted to have that spit out before I forgot it, y'all, is this whole thing with me and Paco. We're supposed to freestyle against each other. And I think that would be a good idea. But, and I'm not actually even putting this out there for y'all to, like, tear apart if you don't like it. But I'm sure someone will say no if they don't like it. But just hear me out. The way we have been clashing, if you want to call it that, is via the messages. Right? So what I was thinking about doing is having a House of Hip Hop show. Hopefully we get Pittman and Shamik. Right? Get Paco, not just Paco either. That's what I'm saying, because we should open this thing up to anybody who just want to try this idea out, because it might just, you know, be over and done with, and we're like, damn, anybody up next? So hear me out. This is what we're gonna do. The shit be sounding good when the brother Paco leave messages with the beat in the background, right? He records it at his comfort, wherever he at, however he getting his music, and it sounds good. The dilemma that I'm trying to avoid is niggas on stage and the music ain't on time, ain't sounding clear, shit like that. So what I'm gonna do is drop down to the audience in my own damn show and be in the audience with him. And we gonna record our shits. Cause each time you leave a, if I'm not mistaken, right? Every time you leave a message on stereo, you get up to 1 minute, right? That's long enough. We'll do 3 minute joints, 3 1-minute joints. You know what I mean? And then what's tight about that idea, right? Hear me out. If y'all not feeling me, hopefully y'all feeling me.
Oh, you thought I was feeling you? Well, that nigga, I'm on. That nigga, I'm on. I'm sorry, I couldn't help it. Oh, you thought I was feeling you?
It's Good Morning Stereo, live from fucking Maryland Weekend Recap on a Monday, the 24th Scorpio season. Where my Scorpios at? Where my Scorpio lovers? Where my Scorpio haters? It don't matter. To all y'all people out there in the universe, podcast universe, YouTube, Anchor, Spotify, whatever, Apple Podcasts, Odyssey, get the stereo app, man. There's people in here clapping and tapping and leaving messages.
Good morning, Rashad.
Like,
hello to the room. I know it's football season for everybody else, but the Philadelphia Phillies are in the World Series. So it's still baseball season, and we, as a native Pennsylvanian, I'm very excited about this development. So go Phillies.
Go Phillies. That's true, man. It's so crazy how baseball runs this deep. It's like dark. It's colder. It's not as cold as it should be. I just got done saying that. But, you know, it's October 24th. We damn near in November. Baseball need to fix that shit, man. Baseball should be done. Like, baseball should make it so that the fucking World Series and all that shit is starting right around the time football season is starting. Ain't no damn reason we got to see that many games of baseball. And I like baseball. I used to play baseball. I told Donatella and the people that was listening to that interview, which y'all should go check out if y'all ain't hear it by now, that I played baseball as a kid. She ain't really seem to care about it too much. She just want to make fun of me because the nigga ain't play football. I'm like, damn. Yeah, but what about the part about
Rashad? I'm
just playing, y'all. Let's go.
I caught the end of your game, okay? The Bengals game ended, and Fox went over to the Packers
Commanders
game.
Ooh,
and Rashad.
Okay.
I was like, Rashad, is this your team?
That's my
team.
Damn,
what are they doing out there?
They was
I'm watching the Packers too, and I'm like, damn, why are they playing like shit? The end of the game, they were tossing that football around like hot potato. I was like, yo, it's over. Yeah. They cannot get that ball into the end zone to save their life. Oh, God, I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at your team, Rashad. I'm not laughing at your team, Junebug.
No.
I just thought it was a wild end to the game. But
right.
What's up? Let's go.
So if you need any help explaining what that was, ladies and gentlemen, this is a little bit of football 101 for y'all. In the end of the game, oftentimes you might see odd plays, like a quarterback throwing the ball as far as he can into a group of people. That's called a Hail Mary. It's essentially because the time is running out, man. And it's like a last-ditch effort to get in the end zone. So if you don't do a Hail Mary, you could also see them doing what you saw yesterday, which is laterals. You're not allowed to throw the ball forward more than once, right? The quarterback throws the ball as a pass, right? But once that ball has been passed, a receiver cannot throw that ball forward to his teammate, but he can throw it backwards, right? So as long as the pass is justified as backwards in football, and this can happen all throughout the game, it's just not pretty. It's very dangerous, too. People get hurt. But, you know, it's, sometimes shit happens, man. There's been plays like that you saw yesterday where they actually score. And I thought that was going to be one of them. That shit was stressful for me as a Washington fan. Like, we're the team that usually loses to that type of bullshit. Because them Bama's held that shit on for a minute. That shit was going on for, like, too long for comfort. But, yes, it was their last-ditch effort to come back and possibly get 6 points and beat us. But they did not happen, and we won. Shout out to the Commanders. And shout out to Taylor Heineke, man. Y'all don't know, but, like, there's been a quarterback change here in Washington because Alex Smith. Goddamn Carson Wentz hurt his finger, just like Dak, who came back and won his game. So I know the Cowboys fans is happy. But, yeah, Carson Wentz is out now, so we got the Taylor Heineke times. And that boy, he got some spunk, man. He playing with that motherfucking passion, bro. It's Good Morning Stereo, live from Maryland. We got Fly Eagles Fly, Tammy in the building. What up, Tammy?
Good morning, Rashad Radio. Good morning, good morning. It's Spirit Week. So I think yesterday was Sports Day. And today, I think it's Superhero Day. Check Yourself does a great job by promoting Spirit Week. And we all kind of like do these different things for the week of Halloween. So that's why we're all sporty. Anyway, good morning, live from Maryland.
Good morning to you, Georgia in the house, Pennsylvania in the house, Cali in the house, Texas in the house, Puerto Rico in the house, Illinois in the house, DC in the house. All y'all motherfuckers in my fucking house. Yeah, and watch your fucking mouth if you talk about me like I'm not from the South. I was born in Atlanta. Told Donna tell about my granddad and my grandma. And I know y'all like my grandma, cause I say Bama and I say some other shit. Y'all ain't fucking with me, yo, suck a dick. I'm the nigga on the app that's alright, listen, I've been lunching love lately. I'm gonna play y'all messages and I get ahead of myself. I'm just feeling good. When the Washington Redskins, aka the football team, aka the Commanders, win, it feels good. I told y'all when the season started too, I was like, get ready for an up and down example of how a season can really affect a fucking whole mood. It does, y'all. You know, like, I woke up happy, all right? Had some good loving last night, drank some good beer, smoking good tree, getting good dubs in my, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. So if you know how it feels, let me know, man. Let me know. Isabella, que lo que, como esta? Buenos dias.
Good morning, Rashad. Good morning, listeners. Isabella here from Puerto Rico, wishing you guys a great day, great week. I'm listening.
So look, besides the Washington football team Commanders win, I as a dad had some wins too that I thought I would talk to y'all about. Just some little minor miniature wins, you know, like stuff that I've been looking forward to. Nothing too significant, but like, I'm going to let y'all
know
about it.
Top of the morning, Rashad Radio. Live from the DMV.
Shameik.
You know who it is, your favorite hood DJ. The winningest New York team in the building.
You want to be a Giants fan now.
Yeah, that's right. Off of another win.
Nah,
Brooklyn
man.
In the house.
I don't know, man.
Oh, shit. Oh, and Rashad, you got a win, too.
Yeah. So this is my thing. I'm going to stop giving Shameik a hard time. Tyke, not ever. Nigga, do I not recall you ditching the Giants and being a Bills fan? And now you coming back to the NFC East? How y'all feel? How's that go in New York, man? Because if he, just because he's from Brooklyn, is allowed to be a Giants fan and a Bills fan, then I should be able to be a Ravens fan and a Redskins fan, but I'm not even going to be a Ravens fan. I'll root for them niggas, but I just want to know, can he be a Jets fan, a Giants fan, and a Bills fan? Like, which one's it going to be, Shameik? It's the NFC East out here, man. You can't just jump up in this NFC East shit and then jump up on out of it. And that goes for Commanders fans, too. You know, I know a lot of people from my way that was like, they left. They left since all the drama is bad out here in DMV. We want Dan Snyder to be gone. That is a saga within itself that I'm sure Miss Smitty and others would love to tune into when it's finally presented in a grand documentary. But the ownership for the Washington football team, the Washington Commanders, this Dan Snyder shit, boy, that shit is going to play out something special. But anyways, yeah, Shameik, what's it going to be, dog? Who your squad, man?
I can hear you just fine. It's all good.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Hey, I destroyed in fucking fantasy as well. I still have one more game tonight. One more game tonight, though. I got a player. I forgot who it was. I can't think of it right now, but I think it might be Montgomery. I don't know. But anyways, yeah I totally destroyed, and my Raiders won, so. It was a good weekend for me, too.
Salute to that. The Raiders pulled one off. I think that's their second win. Yeah, Chicago plays tonight. I got Mooney playing. I don't even need the points he's going to give me. I'm already up, as Shamik stated. He might have been talking about the Redskins, but I'm talking about my fantasy squad that he's also a part of. Actually, we got Super High Man, if he's still in the building, with the fantasy update. Yo, see if he did it.
I was on Clubhouse in a room with like 15 dudes, and it was a rap battle. And, you know, it was pretty controlled. People weren't talking over each other. It was a dope little freestyle cypher going on. Let's check it out.
Okay. Send me that link, Super High Man. Shout out Super High Man, everybody in the Stereo League. I feel as if there is a consensus in my Stereo League that I have not addressed them enough, have not talked to them enough. There will be a Stereo League show very soon. Promise that. Shamik, you got here a little bit late, but I was talking about for the House of Hip Hop how, A, we got to interview Donatella. It might just be me, or it could be me and you and Pro Pittman. That'd be an interesting scenario. But that's where I want to bring her for my interview, House of Hip Hop. And then as far as this freestyle shit that people might have been looking forward to, I want to do it on the House of Hip Hop as well. It's Good Morning Stereo, live from Maryland. Speaking of Donatella, I see you. Let me hear that message right
quick. Rising, shot live from my bed.
Ain't no bed.
And rising to the room. And yes, as Tammy said, it's Spirit Week. Today is Superhero or Celebrity Day.
Okay.
So as you can see, I have a Nicki Minaj's red carpet look. Can't wait till this day is over so I can take off this hat. Didn't like the hat, but I liked all the little black and glittery things all over her face, and you can only get that with the hat, so. But yes, get into Spirit Week, you know. I see Vampire in Brooklyn down there. Sister Crystal is some kind of superhero. I don't know if she like RoboCop or, you know, something from like Star Wars or something. I don't know. Shout out to everybody participating in Spirit Week, and happy Monday to everybody.
All right, so I got to figure that out. I got to change my avatar. For everybody that's listening to this shit outside of the app, if you're not live and direct like my audience that I'm about to shout out, yo, Stereo is dope, where they give you this fly way of, like, you know, decorating yourself. Right now, we got the Halloween costumes, and, yeah, people are doing what Donatella just said, so I'm going to have to go, once I'm done with the show, size my Joan up a little something. I don't know what I'm going to be. Let's say what's up to the room right quick. Put some hearts on the screen for yourselves, because y'all are the best audience. If you're having a good time, you can just put some hearts on the screen for that as well. If you're new and you don't know what to do, hit that follow button. Leave a message. Tell me you're live from wherever the fuck you live from. I see Miss Smitty. I see Shamik. I see HFS got some blood on her cheek. Isabella looking fly with the blonde. Fly Eagles fly. That's the type of shit Trigger Tammy on. June Bug. Big Bubba. Queen Donatella. Sister Crystal. Elevated Bliss. What up? Scorpio. Positive Person. Chop Master. Sloan. Looking nice. I see you, Sloan. Che Cole. Nurse Bunny. Thriller Megs, Vampire in Brooklyn. It's lit up in this motherfucker. It's 7:30 in the morning. We halfway through the show. I'm about to bust out all these messages and catch up on what y'all saying to me, man. But let's hear some old ones before I get to y'all paying people. I'm sorry, y'all.
Anyways, what up? West Texas in the house. Up this morning. Got to get that bag. Got to get that cream. Got to get that cheddar. What's up? Yeah, a little bummed out, but yeah, I'm over it. Got other things to worry about. You know, We're awake this morning. We're above ground, so be happy for that. How's everybody doing today?
Right.
Much love to everybody in the room. Everybody have a safe day today. Make something of yourselves today. Make something productive. Or do something productive. Or make something. Make somebody happy. Make somebody smile. What's up, everybody? Good morning.
I like that. We got Positive Person. We got June Bug with the real deal, Holyfield advice for y'all. It's early, so we can't start off on some bullshit. All right, we gotta start off with the right.
Shot Radio, what it do? Greetings to the room. Shout out to everybody in here. Happy Monday and weekend recap. Yeah, from everybody, you know, dressing up for Halloween early. Yeah, shout out to the different costumes and how creative y'all are in these stereo streets. To the great conversations, I would say stimulating multi-topic. Shout out to the DMZ. Yeah, I caught the playback. Yeah. So I'm definitely looking out for that freestyle battle. Y'all try to bait me. But nah, shout out to the conversations in these stereo streets. And yeah, greetings to you from the Green Mountain State of Vermont. Keep it going. I'm listening.
Wait, you trying to say you wouldn't hear my interview without thinking you were going to hear a freestyle? Damn, dog. Y'all wanted to see me lose? Don't tell me that was what it was, Chop. Say, nah, it might have seemed like that, but it was so organic and natural, bro. Like, her and I just started talking before you know it. I'm like, man, I'm about to get another beer. And it was clear that the mood was kind of like interview mood, not so rapish mood. Because she does a good job, man. She had a brother feeling like I could kick my feet up. Kick up my shoes and relax your feet. Party on down to me. I don't know. I didn't really think that one out all the way. All right, so look, I'm in the building. Wi-Fi's on. Let me open and close the app. This motherfucking joint talking about hello in my ear. It's stereo. What it is?
Oh shit! Yeah, it was a regular old party, celebration party going on in your house. Your wife, her New York Giants won. Our New York Giants won, and your Giants, Commanders. I guess that's. We're gonna call them something, the Commanders. Fuck that. The Washington Redskins won.
Right.
That fucking name is just so fucking stupid, bro.
I know.
God damn. Yeah, you know, it was a real celebration in your house.
Yeah, we was in good moods. And so this is the shit I was going to get to that's not even that serious. But when I said, like, I had some, like, dad or family or man type shit, like, you know, my son has always had an appreciation for basketball. And I love that, right? So, you know, he's on a team. Or, you know, he's still young, so it's not that competitive, in my opinion. And not to say that there aren't places where you can find kids his age in a more competitive arena, but we're just not there with him. You know what I mean? But he's always loved basketball. He's left-handed like me, but everything I do sports-wise is right-handed, right? He, I don't know, like, I'm the type of dad that, like, just gives you the regular-sized ball. I don't like playing with the small basketballs. You know how you have them little fake-me-out basketball that kids can dribble around? I give my son regulation basketball, right? And so with the football, he's not always been able to throw it well because it's too big for his hand, you know what I mean? And it's still too big for his hand, but he's getting that shit, y'all. I just love it, man. I was throwing catch with him last couple days. If you follow me on Snapchat, you might have seen it. But I don't want him to play football by any means, y'all, but I loved throwing the ball, playing catch with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, before the game, whenever. Just, I feel like it's just such an old school classic thing that you're supposed to do with your kid, like pitch and catch type shit, baseball or football. And for him to naturally like it without me feeling like I'm forcing it on him is what I kind of felt this weekend, where he like really wanted to keep going outside and throwing the ball. And I love that shit. I fucking love that shit.
Okay, now y'all know I ride for Joe Burrow, okay? That's my man. Ooh, I could. Ooh, god damn. I'm not going there. Whoa. Anyways. But I tell you what, that Jamar Chase. Woo!
Yo, Horny, can we take it
that
easy?
Boy fine, too. And I be seeing him doing them little touchdown dances, and I'm like, hey, hey. But he fine, too. God and damn. My stepdad has Jamar. Okay, my stepdad is in fantasy football. And the guy he was playing yesterday had Chase as his wide receiver. So, like, we're watching the game because we're Bengals fans. But at the same time, he's like, god damn it. Every time Chase got a touchdown, he was like, fuck, this guy's going to beat me. But at the same time, it's his team. So, he's like, oh, hell yeah. But, man, that was dope. Jamar Chase, he good, too.
Woo! Woo! So, Horny trying to take all the Bengals for herself. Do y'all ladies have any objections? Did y'all see some football players you were finding satisfying as her? Well, speak now, forever hold your peace. I'm getting to the priority messages and I'm play all y'all.
Hey,
messages.
Listen, bro.
Uh-oh.
I never stopped being a Giants fan. I said I wasn't going to be cheering out loud for the Giants until they do better.
Okay,
they doing better, so I could cheer out loud for them.
You did say that.
And shout out to the Bills, all New York. I support New York teams.
Okay.
Unlike people who live in New York and be cheering for the Dallas Cowboys. At least the Bills are a fucking New York team.
That's what we have in common. We both despise the fact that where we reside, there should be no Cowboys fans. And I know there's a couple of them in here right now. They should feel how they feel, okay? You Cowboys fans, if you're from the DMV or you're from the tri-state area, me and Shamik got nothing but brats for you.
And listen, Rashad, I woke up this morning saying I was going to leave you alone.
Okay.
Bruh, I still got beef with you.
Oh.
And shout out to Donatella for making that beat that you created.
Okay.
What it is. But we ain't even going to talk about that. Today's Monday. I'm in a good mood. I ain't about to fuck with you. My lady came up here over the weekend, surprised me. We had a great time this weekend. I had a good weekend, man. Don't make me go on my skibbity-pap bag.
Oh, shit. Shamik, man, y'all. Listen, it's ladies first out here. I gave all the ladies so far, Donatella, Gigi. Where is Gigi? Is she in here, man? Somebody tell Gigi we miss her, yo. Hope she's okay. And Miss Boston a beat. Because, you know, they some lames that we all know very well, and the ladies that need to be addressed, Shamik. I'm sorry, man. Ladies first, I get to you when I get to you. Now, let me get to all these.
Hey, messages. Shout out to that idea. I like how you're fleshing it out, man. Yeah, it is a monologue, so how you presenting it and how we're receiving it is by your perspective, and I think I like it. Either way, man, y'all, shout out to y'all in these stereo streets. Everybody's going to be creative in their own way, and that's what makes these streets unique. But yeah, shout out to y'all. I see y'all around. Keep it going.
Chop master.
Oh yeah, person. You can't do that, man. Cause that'd be like me being like a Raiders fan and a Niner fan. Can't do it. I will never be a Niner fan. Always Raider Nation.
Yeah. So I'm burgundy and gold. This hat is supposed to represent the gold of the old Redskins turned Commanders. We had a win, and yeah, I mean, the Ravens are cool, but I don't root for them. You know what I'm saying? I support them and hope to see them win and got no problem with them. They're right up the road. Like, y'all got to understand where I live, man, where I work at, right? I could be in D.C. in 15, 20 minutes. I could be in Baltimore in 45 minutes. No traffic. So that's kind of like the DMV dilemma. But I'm more influenced from the Washington side of things. I'm gonna more likely get some food or bump into some people or go to the bar in the DC area than I would Baltimore, because it's just a little bit too far up north and it's not familiar. So whatever, we Washingtonians, we happy. It's burgundy and gold. Speak now, forever hold y'all peace, man. It's 7:40 in the morning. I'm getting ready to start my week right, because I got pressures in the fucking professional space, man. I might even have to stop my show, y'all, earlier than 8 o'clock. But we'll see how that goes, man.
I can't wait until football is over. Because in basketball season, y'all don't talk about sports that much. And I enjoy it so much.
Well, you know what? Basketball season's already started. And shout out to that. I get it. It can be overboard with football. But you know why? Because football is only one game a week, Donatella. And to the people listening, and to the people that are always trying to understand, like, what is it maybe about why dudes or football fans in general, because they ain't just dudes, be going crazy. We know horny for serotonin watching it because these Bama's got on tight pants and they look good to her. So she's like, this is some good action. But besides that, it's a precious commodity. It's kind of like that Yeezy slides conversation y'all was talking about. Like, if the NFL was to, like, give us some watered-down league that gave us too many games, it would definitely make football whack. I love football season. It's definitely a competitive time of the year. And yeah, the ups and downs, man. I'm here for it. I'm sorry for y'all that are like, God damn, can y'all get this shit over with?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Black and yellow, black and yellow. Hey. I'm always going to be repping my Pittsburgh teams, even though Steelers right now aren't looking too good. Again, it's a rebuild year, so when we can't rep the Steelers, we'll rep the Penguins. When we can't rep the Penguins, we'll rep the Pirates, even though they haven't been good in years. But I always die on my black and yellow.
Shout out to Pittsburgh for really making everything black and yellow. The Steelers are black and yellow. The Penguins are black and yellow. And the Pirates are black and yellow. Like, that shit, wow. Washington need to be on some shit like that. You know, burgundy and gold is the color of the Redskins of old, man. Like, and I don't know. The Caps are kind of like red, white, and blue. And then you got the Nationals. It's also like red, white, and blue. It's a little bit too late for us to do that over here, man. But shout out to y'all. Shout out to you as well, man. Let's see what y'all talking about.
Pop, yeah, dude, first. I don't need the points either. I freaking blew this guy out of the water. Like, I destroyed him.
Well, shout out to you. Shout out to all the people that won in fantasy football.
Hey, next year, I want to be a part of the fucking
Stereo League.
Stereo fantasy football, if that's what you were talking about. That'd be hella dope.
Hell yeah, man. Listen, I got two leagues for Stereo right now, and I ain't gonna lie. Next year, I think I'm definitely gonna consolidate them to just one. I'm over it. Overly stimulated with coming through my phone every fucking second. Even my baby was trying to let me know low key last night, like, my nigga, can you put that shit on vibrate? Like, bruh. Hey. Yo, what happened? J. Cole, you was like about to crank my joint.
What's good? Good morning, Rashad. Good morning to the room. How y'all doing this morning?
It's still dark outside. I had to play that shit. That's how I'm feeling this morning.
You about to walk around?
My little man and my little boy.
With a chip on your shoulder.
It's hilarious. He loves it. I put that shit on yesterday. He just started geeking out, so I had to wake him up this morning. Good morning to the room. Good morning to everybody.
That's what's up. You woke up the kid to my music and he likes it? Hey, I'll take it.
Good morning, Rashad. Good morning, Stereo. How everybody doing?
Hey.
I'm rolling. I'm up early this morning. Hey, if it is to be, it's up to me. That's my motto. How y'all doing?
Man, shout out to you, Chiz. Shout out to everybody, man. One more time, I see Mr. T in the building. That's Kia Key, man. You got me fucked up with that shit. Kia the Key, that's one of the tightest. I don't know if I got skills like that with the avatars, but you definitely did your thing. Jones Boy looking like Jones Boy always do. He like, man, I'm a grown-ass man. I ain't about to be doing no damn fucking costumes on my shit. Elevated Bliss look like he got the same idea. Him and Bliss like cousins. They the same complexion. Nijai like got the same head shape. Shout out to those two niggas, man, and they league. They league. I'm taking a loss. Taking a loss to Jones Boy, too. I'll just go ahead and put it out there. Jones Boy blew me out the frame because y'all got a stupid, crazy point system in that league, man. Bama got like 60
Yo,
points.
Yo, Rashad, that's how you know Horny for Serotonin is a fucking real fan. Because it is super hard to know what these niggas look like unless you really going in and trying to find out what these niggas look like behind under them helmets. And for her to know how they look, bro, she got to be tapped in for real.
She said
she must be watching the pregame warm-ups, the after game interviews, the motherfucking halftime show. She really into it, huh?
You know, HFS told me, she said, man, if I'm gonna watch this shit, I'm gonna make it worth my while. I'm gonna pay attention to what I'm gonna be paying attention to. I'm gonna learn this shit one way or another. I know what she's up to. She ain't slick. But you know, if she's enjoying it, I encourage it. I definitely encourage anybody that's in a relationship that gets spaced from their man or spaced from their partner from the sports to use the sports more so as a way to get closer and enjoy times. Like, I actually get frustrated with my baby if we don't watch the game together. And we definitely make Sunday night football like a date night where we relax together, get ready to go to bed, watch some football. And last night's game was a dud. I'm sorry, Lily. You know, Miami took that, Joan, I'm pretty sure. But anyways, yeah, it's a good bonding thing, man. So shout out to sports, y'all.
Hell yeah, dude, that's awesome. My basketball is actually my favorite sport. I played basketball in high school, and I'm actually left-handed too with shooting and everything else. I'm right-handed, and like when I kick, it's right-footed, and it's I write with my left hand too. So, but yeah, that's dope. What's his team? I like my team's the Warriors. I've always been a Warriors fan since I came out the womb. So, dubs all day.
Yeah, I don't know if he has a team yet. He likes players. He likes Trae Young. He likes Kevin Durant because I showed him this documentary on Kevin Durant. But he don't have a team yet, and that's what's beautiful. Right now, he thinks his football team is the Giants because his mama and his uncles and shit are trying to confuse him. But I can't wait to win. You know, I know how football goes. If you really become a fan of football, you shed all that little kid stuff and say, nah, this is my team one day. And you stand by it because you understand the game. You understand your fanhood and your appreciation. And you just do it. So I'm not even tripping. If he ends up being a Washington fan, so be it. If he stays a Giants fan, so be it. God forbid he become a Cowboys fan. That's not going to go well. Yeah, that we are not probably going to have that as far as his mama and me. But listen, y'all, you better speak now. Forever hold your peace. I'm getting ready to get up on out of here. I want to be no longer catching infractions and flack at my job. Sometimes when I do this shit all the way to 8 o'clock, I'm pushing it. I ain't going to lie. Like habitually line stepping. But when I can, I will do it. You know what I'm saying? Without any conflict. Shout out to everybody that's in here. If you're new and you don't know what to do, make sure you hit that follow button. I see you, Queef Latifah. This might be one you want to play back. Shout out to you. Shout out to Pan Dulce. Shout out to anybody else that the algorithm isn't letting me see because it's trying to squeeze you in. Man, this is a good morning to come through and start your week off right. It's Spirit Week. We got to put on some type of superhero costume. So I'm going to be doing that after I reproduce this shit for YouTube and Anchor and Spotify and all that shit. So let's get it. Weekend recap. Jones Boy, you beat me.
Well, technically, Rashad, we play football three times a week. Sunday, Monday, Thursday. But hey, who's counting? Shout out to football season.
No, man.
Live from Dallas, Texas, man. I'm in a building, bro.
Yeah, but you know what I mean, dude. You're right. The game can be consumed that many times a week, but we only your team only plays once. Hold on now.
Now, for the people who are in Maryland, you know what I mean? Like, it's a difference. You know, you got your people who root for the Redskins, a.k.a. the Commanders.
Hey.
Or, you know, after the Ravens started, you know what I mean, coming on the scene, people, like, moved to the Ravens here in Maryland. And a lot of Washingtonians and just people in Maryland was like, yo, that's, you know, what the fuck? Just because Washington ain't the best team. Yeah, I just moved to the Ravens, huh? That's fucked up.
Right.
That's fucked up. But at the same time, I mean, Washington, parts of Maryland, and then, you know, Baltimore just different. You know what I mean? It just is, you know. D.C. is different from Baltimore completely. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I still don't like that name, Commanders. Like, if they was really, like, killing shit out there, I'd consider Commanders, like, a decent name. But, yeah, we know.
Yeah, no, I'm not big on that one either. It's definitely not growing on me how I was hoping it would. Even with the wins, I'm not ready to be like, yeah, Commanders. I wear a mean dark pair of shades. To all my football lovers. Oh, my God.
This one's for the Giants, because you're born.
Oh, my God.
New York. We fly.
No lie, no lie. It's a Victory Monday, y'all. You know in a good mood here. Shout out Jim Jones in the dish, sir. Shout out to NFC East. No cranking it up. No cutting it up. From the coin toss, you could get your pass picked off. Interceptions.
Interception. You got a bunch of play action. Guard your quarterback, cut straight hand and sack him. Defense blind, OC attacking. Tiki is the captain, Eli to the passage.
Yo, Jim Jones was stretching that ballin' song so bad when that joint came out, but I definitely appreciate it right now. That's a good example of some football energy. We appreciate
you. Yeah. Now listen to that damn message. What ended up happening is he has my ear pods. And probably while I was playing the message and the music started playing, you know, he had my ear pods in his hand, or the case, I should say, and opened it up and, you know, took the ear pod out, and that's what happened. I didn't realize it, but yeah. Yeah. Anyways, well, we still rocking that though. Shit. You know what I'm saying? But good morning to you all.
Listen, I ain't even did no plug-in. Y'all know, if you didn't know, I got music out there. Search Rashad Sadiq on all music platforms, streaming platforms, Tidal, Apple Music, Spotify, SoundCloud. It's out there. New beat for Donatella out there as well. I'm about to actually remaster that joint, Donatella, and email it to you if you'd like. So hit me a DM on Instagram or here and let me know what your email is. Good morning to you. And there's people coming in the building, so you already know it's time for me to go. Hope everybody has a great Monday. Hold on, we got horny though.
Hey, Shamik, you right. You damn right. I be following their personal pages. I be looking at everything they doing. I be looking at all the people they be tagging. Yeah, I'm watching before. I'm watching after. Hell yeah. I'm trying to see what the hell's going on under them helmets.
Unbelievable.
I want to see what's up in the pants, but.
Oh, wow.
Y'all know we got to keep a G on these streets.
Wow.
But, I'm fucking in it, man. I tell you what, there are some fine men on the Bengals team.
Wow.
Woo!
Okay, so yeah. Ladies, take Horny's advice if you need that as well for some football satisfaction. I'm going to get up on out of here. The doctors are here. The people are here. You know what it is. It's time to be professional. Peace and love. Don't push a shove. Be better than you was yesterday, because nobody loves you when you're whack. If you got here late, catch the playback. You know what I mean? All right. And I'm out. Good morning, stereo. Live from Maryland. Rashad Radio. One.